This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The carbon tax bill has now moved on from the House to the Senate. House Bill 1110 would mandate the state to require a fuel additive to your gas to reduce carbon emissions and increase the cost of gas. Representative Jacqueline Maycumber says this bill would cost jobs and increase taxes in every facet of life in our state.
If your food is not grown exactly where you are, you're going to be taxed by the transportation of it. You're going to be taxed by going to work. You're going to be taxed by your employer who's doing the job. To explain it even further, last night at 10 p.m., I received a notification on an article that explained that this carbon tax actually de-incentivizes the companies to be in Washington State. It is harder to do business here than it is with the carbon tax anywhere else.
Maycumber says rural Washingtonians would be disproportionately taxed.
It is hard enough to drive to work and pay for everything that we have, but we will lose money. You will be taxed in your employment. You'll be taxed for energy to heat your homes. You'll be taxed for your food, and it does nothing for the environment.
And all of this, she says, is for nothing.
Carbon emissions from Washington State, from every vehicle, train, human, cow, is 0.3%. So if everyone left the state, there was not a human in the state, we would still only save 0.3% of carbon emissions.
The bill is now under consideration in the Senate.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.